Office and Pennell, Strahan absent, and Mr. Preston.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I really don't have a lot for you today because I thought executive would take this time.
Don't make anything up.
No. The parking lot islands at the airport, that was a go ahead, just do it, right? That was not
yes.
Look into it.
Okay. Yeah.
Round Mountain Survey. Round Mountain is a road in northern Taney County that has that low water crossing that is closed several times per year due to high water. And there's a section of road that's also washed out on a regular basis. It's almost single lane from about the slab to the next slab. And you ask us or Randy to go talk to the residents to see if they were open to releasing some property so that we could make some road improvements there to make it...
No, he came back. We thought you were going to be gone.
I was hoping.
Well, we didn't have anything... We started without you. Sorry about
that. It's all right. I can't get a hold of my doctor over there. The line's all busy, tied up. Got two lines in there. No need me driving to Branson if I can't... Get in. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
We're talking about Round Mountain Road and that section of road that's continuously under, needs to be graded on a regular basis and gravel added in between the large slab on the creek and the next slab. And several months ago you asked us to go talk to the property owners and see if they were possibly willing to donate some more right-of-way so we could make that more of an all-way road.
Is that Randall or... What's that guy's name?
I know. I think he works at the thrift store across the way.
Let me just maybe that doctor. Go ahead.
Hello. So,
hello.
With eight property owners out there, seven of them agreed to give up some private property for road improvements. With one person being the holdout. And their contention is they would like to do that if we could promise them that we would build a bridge. In looking at the road projects for possible Tiger II, I think I told you last week that the traffic count, at least in the year 2007, was 27 people on that particular day that the traffic count was taken. Wouldn't surprise me if that number weren't a little bit more today. And... there was a tentative large development plan just on the other side of that creek, but we think that's on hold for indefinitely also. The reason I bring all of this up is the people did want to know exactly how much land that they might need to give up, and right now it's an estimate of 3,800 for the survey of that stretch.
3,800 bucks
for a survey to...
Who gave you that estimate, can I ask?
I think HDR Archer right here in town.
Wow.
I thought we made something, sort of a stipulation last year sometime, that in the event future roads come in, that the survey be paid for by the property owners that are asking us to...
Talked about it anyway, I know.
Yeah,
I agree. We talked about it. I don't know if we finalized it.
Okay. And that's 3,800. That doesn't include any estimates as to what it would cost to make the road improvement. How much we'd have to. I would anticipate that we scoot the road over. There's a little bluff right there, about 4, 6, sometimes 8 feet high. I would anticipate we would use that bluff, scoot the road over, maybe one lane over, and use what we'd have to take out of the bluff to create a road bed.
Does that probably go? You'd probably go 2 foot higher than what it is, or maybe more.
Possibly more.
And you're giving price estimate of what?
Right now, there's a survey price of $3,800 for the eight properties that we're talking about.
Oh.
Prior to them moving forward, they would really like to know individually what it would take. for each property owner how much of a sliver they'd have to pick up.
But you're going to figure that out per foot and let them pay for it, and then we'll consider doing it? Is that the way you want to do that?
We were just about to enter those discussions. Sometimes, at least not, I can't say sometimes, I thought in the past we had discussed in the event of something like this happening in the future that the property owners be responsible for the survey cost.
Well, this has been a long discussion. It's been there ever since I came into office or before, and it's a real problem because of that other problem that we have in the bridge area there that kind of hinders the whole thing. Are you guys looking at maybe having them do their own survey?
Well, $3,900 is a lot for us to swallow on a survey that we don't know what we're going to do with the road. We haven't really made a commitment that we're going to put a bridge in or anything. And for us, speaking as one right here, but that seems like a lot of money right now. And I just, and knowing that we don't even have that on our plan to put a bridge in.
Right. Now, you got to make sure that you know how that circles around there. It's on the...
I understand, but the thing is, our capital improvements, I mean, the Tiger 2 grant, I would question that would be one of the projects that would even qualify under their guidelines. And
you mean that road?
Yeah, the improvement of getting rid of that low-water bridge and putting a bridge in.
Yeah.
I think our investment would have to be, I mean, I think to spend $3,900, we'd have to be pretty committed to doing something there.
Well, who requested the 30? Is that just an estimate from
it's
you?
It's an estimate from HDR.
HDR. Randy worked with them.
Those people have been wanting to get that done so long, I bet they would give the property for sure.
They would. There's 8 property owners, but one property owner, the one that used to own, or that owns the property where there was a, they were mining the creek gravel out of it.
Uh-huh.
That property owner is tentative. Everybody else says yes, that property owner is tentative with the stipulation they would hope that we would build the bridge, because what good would it do to fix that bridge fix the road if we weren't going to address the bridge?
And what good is it to that question? What good is it to fix the road if we don't fix the bridge?
I think that we could build that road to where every time we have a significant rain, we wouldn't have to go out there and basically rebuild that section of road.
So as far as... It's just going to save us from doing that.
Right. But as it stands right now, this $3,800, if we brunt the cost of that, we're not 100% sure that we can get 100% of the properties there. So.
Yeah, and I'm not interested in that. They came before us. I don't know how many times they've been in here talking about that stretch of road. And if they want to cooperate with us, well, then I think they should have some shared part. This is... closer in the discussion than we've ever been.
I'm for making the improvement, but I have a question. I think I heard Jim say the same thing, is if we need a plan for a bridge, we need to know where a bridge is going to be before we redo a road. We redo the road and find out that in the bus, and later on we do a bridge and we do the same work over again. I don't want to see us do that.
Right. I think the bridge would be within 100 feet one way or another. The alignment could be improved from where it's at right now. That'd be roughly $500 per person for the survey if we were to ask the citizens to do that.
So what inconvenience, how bad is it when it does wash? I mean, is it not passable?
It has probably hundreds of potholes for that section, and we'll get out there within a matter of days when it's dry enough to actually do something constructive. With the first couple of days after a soaking like that, you're just pushing mud around.
Look, we just got through with a project and I think it's just finished at Hodge Hollow. That bluff was blown off in 2 different stretches up through there for a considerable ways. The material was laid in the road, totally made the project worthwhile. I've heard some complaints about why did you do that, why did you, but that road had been almost impassable as a county road until we took that bluff off. And if we take that bluff off, and we're talking about half a mile or less.
About that.
And if we took that bluff off and used that material, let's send Randy back. This is just me talking. You guys can do whatever. Let's send Randy back and see if they themselves want to participate in the paying of the surveying and all that, and see where we go from there before we have any more discussion about it.
Okay. Let me ask a question. If we did that, can we have an idea of what it's going to cost to fix this road?
Sure.
I mean, we don't want to go in there and ask them to do that, and then, ooh, that's more than we can do.
Yeah,
we don't have the money to fix it. That's not a good plan.
Have you been fortunate enough to go up the Hodge Hollow Road since we improved it?
No.
You heard it, of course, without knowing what it was before, to go up it now and to see how little it took off it. Well, there's places the ledges was probably might have been 6 foot tall, but most places it was like 3 and 4 foot ledge line there, and we moved that road back 4 to 6 feet, and it's a nice road now. And we pulled off of it before you got here. We had already pulled off of it once, and we did it in stages, and now it's complete. The Hodge Hollow part of it is, I believe, if I'm not speaking out of turn.
We're probably 90% complete.
Yeah. But I think with this other situation, with it, I think they need to participate with us. we're trying to. This is further than this has ever went in conversation.
It's a significant, well, again, fixing the road won't fix when the road is closed due to overflooding, but I guess it's a thing of convenience, and it's, the stretch we're talking about is a glorified single lane through that area that would be a safety improvement also. So my direction is to get a cost estimate on what the actual job itself would be.
Mm-hmm. Send Randy back out to see if they can get all the participants.
Well, I think we ought to talk about what that cost is and whether we're willing. Talk to them, we need to be sure that we're in agreement to do the job. And timing, we'd want you to think about that, Frank, when would you have time to do something?
Right. On all those issues, as far as I'm concerned, that's strictly left up to him, because where we have storms that threw us out of schedule the last 2 years, people get their road taken in and all of a sudden they think they want it done right then, that's not responsible on their part, because we can't do it.
That's a good point. And as when we take on things to do, we ought to have a board on the wall that says 2012, 2013, we're going to do this. And
latest date or something.
We give the folks an idea, and that gives us a target to keep in our focus. And
okay. We've had on the books for quite some time a simple turnaround on Rustic Acres for the bus. That was completed last week.
Good. That was a half moon turnaround that should have been done 10 years ago. That was
The Tiger II application, we had that meeting last week, and then we talked about getting the transportation group together. Spencer Jones suggested that he and I might go meet with Frank Miller from MoDOT, show him this list, and see if there was would be any interest in their behalf to possibly either endorse or even be a co-applicant for any of these projects. Your thoughts on that?
A little premature. I mean, we're assuming that, that the advisory board is going to approve all those roads. I'd rather us, I know Nikki's working on scheduling. We've got to appoint the board is what we've got to do. And I know Nikki's looking to put that on the calendar this week for us to appoint 7 members to this board or reappoint a few of the members or whatever we're going to do. But, you know, part of the conversation we also had was maybe we don't want to go forward with that many projects, or maybe we want to lump them all together. And I think that the way the conversation seemed to lie is that we really wanted that advisory board to get together first so we can at least have a discussion about the roads. So my opinion is maybe a little premature.
Maybe I could call Frank Miller and ask him if they have any...
You have a conversation with Frank is different than bringing an engineer with you, I think.
Right. To see if they have any plans for any Tiger II.
Because I could see that you may have 2 engineers say, wait a second, Frank Miller said only supported 2 projects and it happens to be both supported by that 1 engineer. And we could have a real, little bit of a situation, but I mean, you're probably going to have a conversation with MoDOT anyway.
I'd like to see Frank did.
Okay.
Frank visit with him.
If we move forward with the MoDOT barn purchase, we've had verbal confirmation from previous supervisors of that yard that that oil tank is in operation. Is that some, I mean, I'm taking Bob Baker's word for it, and Randy spoke with someone else.
Well, I talked to the guy that was in charge of the barn out here that lives at Taneyville.
Bob Stewart,
and yeah, it was that was a great benefit. So you might contact Bob just to get confirmation on it for yourself. So
I think
so
that's
that
who Randy spoke with was Bob Stewart.
They were using it.
Okay. I think we have 5 roads in our road petition file that have been in limbo since about January, February. Would you like me to bring them all forward once again, leave them where they're at? I have not received none that I know of. The girls may have some calls in regards to where do they stand in the process.
Are they all chip and sealed or asphalt?
Without reviewing them, I wouldn't feel comfortable in answering that. I'm not sure what they are.
I have a concern that we have citizens paying road and bridge tax and not getting their roads taken in. I have also concerned that, you know, I've actually had words about it with people that got their road taken in, but they opposed the road just right down the road from them from being taken into the county because they thought it wasn't of use to the county. I could name them, but I'm not going to name the names, but that's ridiculous. Come over here and get a petition for your road to be taken in, and just because your neighbor down the road filed a petition, you want to raise Cain about it. That's, I don't know where their motives lie, but where I was going to go to is I think that other than show just a stalemate, and it goes right back to what Chuck and I just got through saying. You can take a road in that's class 6 or a class 5, and under those situations, you don't have to do any work on that road until the time's specific. If you take in a class 6 road, you can run a grader up and down it once a year. If you take in a class 5 road, you don't have to do anything to it. It may not enter our chip and seal program for the 4 or 5 years, but it still gives the citizen. You have to remember that this tax is voted on by the people. And those same people that vote on that tax deserve the same opportunity to have a good road if it meets all the qualifications as those that who already have a road. And the next time it comes up for vote, it might make a difference whether it was voted in or out. And
so these are petitions, Frank, that we've just left laying?
Yes.
They're petition roads that we haven't acted on?
Yes.
And we need to act on them, I think.
Is it because of cost?
At one point in time, my interpretation of the petition roads were that we were concerned with cost, and we were looking at what it cost us to do business. And so I guess I sort of let them lay there in the no action folder.
Well, no.
Based on my interpretation of things that were going on.
And I don't think you're wrong. I think we had to take a serious look after the first of the year of what we were going to do. But I think you've heard me stay consistent with taking the roads in, especially a road that would be a Class 6 or even a Class 5 that would be chip and sealed 2-3 years down the road or something like that, but taking it in Class 6 for improvement at that time, or no work done on the road until a specific time. And let's review them, and we don't sit in a stalemate of these people that have petitioned, went through just like their neighbor did, mm-hmm. and then they don't have a chance to do anything. Or maybe I look at it different, but I just feel like that one of these days it's going to reach the point to whenever you go up with a tax before the people, you better show that you've tried to take in and improve some county roads. I don't care where they lie.
I'm thinking that we need to have a process that we don't leave things. We address them. If somebody petitions us, goes through the petition process, we need to get that before the commission. I don't know which road we're talking about, but to have some that are just sitting there holding, we ought to have them on the table and make a vote that says, well, we've got budget or we've got this or that issue that we can't address that, and at least have it recorded that we did talk about the issue.
And it's 1 year. It can't be brought up for a year after it's voted down anyway. That's the way it was in the past. I don't know whether that's still the way it is or not. But
I'm not saying that we have to vote it up or vote it down, but if there's issues out there for some reason that it needs to be put on the back burner, that we've got some kind of a schedule or process that we don't just leave them lay there. Because I didn't know we had those, really, I don't think. I forgot about it.
I think, as I'm thinking about it more, at one point in time we were waiting, there was some discussion, we don't know how many more roads we should take in, or how many we should take in per year,
right,
or how many miles per year. Then we figured out how many miles we've been taking in for the last 10 years or so. Some were asphalt, some were just gravel, and to that. And that's about the same time frame. We put those in that folder. What I can do is gather those that information, bring it back next Monday, and bring them all up for discussion, make sure we have all our facts and figures right.
I hear what you're saying, and I can understand why that happened. I don't think it should happen. I think we got those kind of questions out there. We all ought to at least look at them and put them off for 90 days or something like that. Table them for 90 days.
Well,
have a schedule for you to bring them back.
A perfect example, Chuck, is and I'll address this to Mr. Strafus also. We've talked about road standards, and we have people get out here and fix a road up to road standard and work their hind end off to invest $40,000 to $100,000 or $150,000 in a road, then we can't get it taken into the county system because we've decided that, you know, that we're on hold. Well, whenever they get ready to vote next time for a road and bridge tax, they may be on hold.
Right. Sounds good. Bring them in.
Okay. Renee and I met last week in regards to the judicial facility sloping area, and we discussed drainage and how road and bridge will need to move forward with the riprap underneath at least the largest one, if not all of them. But also we looked at the piece of property behind the extension. She requested that we mow that because it is overhead tall currently. Had the girls pull up the plat on that, and it's a pretty large piece of property. I didn't know it goes as far as it does. I looked at that in trying to get a brush hog or a mower tractor in there, and without taking a tree out, we can't get a tractor back there. It's that tight. So I was wondering if you would be willing to, if we were to mow that, if you'd be willing to take a tree out for that purpose.
If you guys haven't looked, it's horrible. And now it's exposed when you're on Shorty Cooper. And
yeah, we need to look at it. And when you talk about taking a tree out, there's only one bad thing about that thing down there, and there's not a tree that I think that you could take out that's not
big.
Now, we do have the problem with the one tree that's going to have to be trimmed all the way up the side that runs over into the house. Hmm. Jim and I looked at that. You know which one, the big, it's a post oak, but
yeah,
giant one. It's got limbs that come out and almost hit the
roof,
and then we're going to have to take it on up because there's limbs that hang over onto the roof. Now, that tree there might be considered as, and that would actually, that would supply an extra parking space for the extension.
Well, I think us repaving that front area, I think they got plenty of parking now, plus the surplus parking across the Shorty Cooper. I think they're good with parking.
Yep.
Are you, Frank, I mean, you're sure that we have to take a tree out to get something back there?
I was going to, after shop talk, I was going to take a supervisor over there and see if we could climb the slope with the tractor, possibly get in there that way. But initially, in my perception, that's what it appeared like, to get around the side. Can't get around on the other side because of vegetation. But to get around on this side, okay. Yes. But that I will take a supervisor there after.
I just hate to rip a tree out just because we can't get
it. Well, no, but I hate for it to get over 4 foot tall.
Well, it's 12 feet right now. It's easy 12. Okay. I said, Renee, aren't we responsible for that? And then, I hate for our own county employees to file a nuisance complaint against us. So
something was said about the LP tank over there. Is it...
In the way?
Is it in the way, or were we supposed to move it? Or
I've not heard any discussions on it.
Why don't you, if you would, when you're looking at it, maybe touch base with Wayne there at the office and see if he was needing something done to it, or was it possibly that they just that it needs to be moved and then you could get in and out of there? Maybe?
Huh.
I don't know. Something was said.
Frank could ask you how much longer you are with your session.
I'm about done.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to leave you. I'm in some serious pain right now. So.
Last thing I have is that chip seal. We're anticipating starting chip seal this Wednesday, anticipating starting in the Bear Creek, extreme northwest portion of the county. I did have some pictures ready for you. We are changing oil this year. I've worked with Road Science, which is an independent laboratory, largest laboratory. You all sent me on a trip to Tulsa. Mm-hmm. We are the only county in southwest Missouri that still uses MC3000 oil, and I think there's a good reason for that. And if you take a look down, drive down Xenia Road, you'll see what kind of problems we've experienced in the last couple of years with what's called chip retention. That is, the chips actually staying in the oil. So we switched to a product called MAC 400, which is predominantly used in southwest Missouri. And I think we'll, if everything goes as I see it, I think we'll have a more successful chip seal program with changing this material. We did learn a lot when we sent six or eight people over to Willow Springs in that chip seal class. We learned that our chip seal program is technique-wise, we really are doing the right thing, and we have some quality people that really know what they're doing, and they are proud, and I too am proud of the job that we do. But if we have a material problem, then it's time to look for an alternate type of material or changing something in your technique, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with our technique.
We just bring this up out on 160 as you 1 year Eugene and then were chip sealing out there, and the oil actually run out from under the chips onto 160. It just would not tack at all, it would not hold, and it just, and I think that's what you're talking about, and we didn't have any idea what was causing it. It was just a load of oil. We had two roads that it did that way on. I mean, we had nice white surface on top, but the bottom oil was running out into the road. You know, it was kind of a sloped hill, and Eugene gave me when I first came on the commission, he gave me a ride over into the eastern part of the county, and he showed me the difference between years of experience where they did this road and this road and this road and who wanted what done, you know, and how they stayed. And it was well worthwhile with the information he gave me. I got to the point to where I could ride down a road and tell you who done the job with him, because he showed me how they prepare, and everybody prepares different. So I'm all for your training deal.
That's all I had, unless you had anything for me.
I've got a few little things, hopefully none.
For Frank or just in general?
Frank.
Okay.
I had a gentleman stop me yesterday on K Highway, and he'd seen what we had done on our other roads over there for the lake, Yandell, Mission, whatever. And why don't you do something about K? Said, well, we've tackled it a lot, but it's, as far as I know, it's got pushed off to the side. And so I'd like us to go look at that.
What about a phone call to the Corps about that 390?
I probably made that phone call over a month ago. They're still not, what it sounds like is they're willing to put forth some money when they're, anything that they have left over from the projects that they have identified for that K Highway project. The whole 390 has not been identified to fix the low water situation there. They have some parking lot improvements they want to do, and once they've completed their tasks at hand, then they were willing to commit the additional funds to that.
I would like to visit with them about that, because there is the possibility, and that came from our meeting with all three of those gentlemen, or there's two of them there.
Two.
That there is a possibility that we can get some of that done. There's a complication about the intergovernmental agreement between two government entities doing the project, but the complication is, I think, comes in the form of workforce type stuff and the labor laws. And so I would like to talk with you about that. They are saying that a lot of that money's laid out for the asphalting of the old parking lot and area and down there, and that
That's what I was told was the bar.
Yeah. Anyway.
Who do we need to talk to?
Those two guys.
Iser.
Mark Case.
Mark Case and
Mark?
Tracy Ventures, who was with us. And I tell you, the person that gets things done is their boss, Colonel, Robert?
I've met him several times down in Harrison.
Right, and he's the guy that says, hey, get it done. I mean, he straight told Tracy and them to work on these projects when we started these other projects. And so I'm glad you brought that up because I thought about that over the last week or so.
So we want to ask Frank to touch base with him again, if we could visit?
Yep.
Set up a meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. When you talk about Kay, was that the issue you were talking about, that improvement, or did you have other issues there?
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, it's rough, and I don't know, but to improve it down there.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Case was one. Case and Heiser?
Tracy Fancher.
Tracy.
Fancher, I believe. Then your colonel. And that reminds me of something else. Hope you don't forget what you were going to say, because I got a call, and I guess I took the number down wrong for Arkansas Game and Fish.
I did, too. And I was going to call them back, and they didn't. The number that they gave me wasn't the number that...
They called and talked to you?
Yeah, I got it on my... Actually, I got it across my email deal.
So the colonel, or probably any of them, could help you with... I think I've got his name yet, or Mike, anyway, the one guy that's been here on that project isn't there anymore. They moved him someplace else. But anyway, they were wanting to meet with us, Arkansas Game and Fish, with the Corps and us, on Slough Hollow. So if you could ask them if they've got a phone number for Arkansas Game and Fish, or you may be able to find it easier than that.
You would like it to be a joint meeting with?
If I remember correctly, and I can get that fellow's name that called.
I may even.
They wanted to meet with us, and as I remember, they wanted the Corps there as well.
Okay.
Remember what you were going to talk about?
The same issue. We can take the 390 if they'll let us do it, and I brought that up to Tracy and them. We can take the 390 and do everything that they want to do and build the road also, because what they had laid out for 390, I was there when the gentleman, their engineer, was shooting. That's whenever I got into it with Stevenson down there, when he was shooting the grades. Mm-hmm. And it's 14 feet that needs to be raised there. And we were talking about taking it off the bluff and all that. And that guy was real supportive. He said, you need this done. And he said, he was, showing me how we could taper it off and put it to the old landing where they're wanting to pave.
Right.
We can run it. Once we get a paving machine in there, we can run it on down to that paved parking area. And I would really like to push this one.
Okay. We will get a meeting set up. Arkansas Fish and Game and Army Corps.
What about the five locations that we requested the day that they were there?
Not heard anything back. Randy did give them the mapping and the GPS coordinates. The only improvement we've done since we last spoke was the one where it was like a single lane ride road, which needed some brush trimming back. They had thorn trees along Aller?
Aller? Yeah, but that was one that Jim and I went on and they approved it that day.
Right.
But we didn't get our... But there was five other locations that they approved all of them the day that we went down there. And that's the difference between bringing one and having two or three. Mark Case and Tracy are over the land management or something. I don't know how their titles are. But they can tell you that you can get this done. Whereas if you bring one up here, he has to go back through the chain of command, and you can't get anything done. You just end up in limbo. But those five locations at that time that we brought up, Jim, did you receive it that they were...
They were all going. They said, send them an email. They'll respond quickly. I know you tried to get a hold of them. And
we've emailed several times just to get an update to see if they had everything they needed.
Lieutenant Rogers is, or Colonel Rogers is that guy's name.
It was my understanding that we needed to provide them like the one old Oller Road, or we're going to build a boat ramp at that one. Is that the one or no?
No, there was to be a slanted road into the lake or into the Big Creek there.
Right.
But it wasn't our, we weren't going to build like a concrete ramp or nothing like that. But there was a, the way he took it around and tapered it and went right beside that ledge line and showed Gemini there, it was just Gemini.
I did not know that we had full approval. I thought we were put to task to send them back some information, some GPS coordinates, and we did do that. I've not heard back from them since.
Well, I think we're still waiting for the official paperwork.
That's it.
But we can't take action yet. But they were all saying yes to do it. But
yes.
But we got to still do the process, the paperwork, and all that. But maybe we just go back and re-forward the emails, your last emails you sent to them, and remind them again.
Okay.
Next on my list is Horizon Hills, and it's stopped. It's dead, as far as I know. I visited with Bob just a few minutes while we were waiting earlier. And what are we going to do? John Fields, the developer, wants something that
we can't provide.
He wants it from, if I understand Bob, from the homeowner association.
He wants a side agreement with the homeowner association, yeah.
So, does Bob have the other agreement? I mean, is the one that we made up probably years ago, does it suit Bob, do you know?
Well, I think it suits Bob, but no one will sign it. John Fields won't sign that one without another side agreement, and John Fields is the key property owner to that whole situation.
So, will John Fields talk to the homeowner association, you think?
But I think they've been talking. But I think they're wanting more than, they want something in writing.
Would we be willing to have set a meeting with John and the commission and
their board?
And the board, kind of like you were saying, Danny, a minute ago, get three people there so we can get something done? You've talked to John Fields a few times.
I have. I mean,
call him or call him back, see if he could set a meeting.
Have you talked to Lonnie lately to see if they've talked?
I talked to him a week or two ago, and all I had to tell him was it was stopped, and I wasn't clear of what we needed. But I can call him and ask him to work on.
Well, I guess what we could do is have.
The sense I got, I mean, I picked it up right, was that they didn't have a good
relationship
with between the two of them, so
we're
going to need somebody else. Well, see ya. Hope you feel better.
If that's the situation, I mean, we could have a meeting here. The board usually meets at night.
We could meet out there again. If we could get John there and Lawson there to.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I got to talk to Bob. I mean, I don't know what I've not seen what John wants from the property owners. It's been a little while since I've remembered.
Does Bob have that, you think?
He should have that, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll call Lonnie again and see if they've had any conversation, but I'm fairly certain they have not.
So he doesn't know about the agreement that John Fields wants with the property owners association?
I'm guessing not.
I mean, I can see if I've got anything.
While you're looking for that, how did we come out on our, speaking of oil a while ago, on the rigs? Did that get resolved? Last year when we had problem with bad oil and it got on some different vehicles?
That's a closed, Everything's all customers, citizens are satisfied.
Wonderful. Something else that I've talked about many, many times, and we never have done anything, is we've got all these roads out in Taney County, platted roads. Some of them are trails that are driven on, or roads that are driven on some. Some of them are not even built. And we have an issue come up. Thankfully, we don't have any right now, but we had one years ago out down T-30 off close to Bob Chance's place. Mm-hmm. And one guy was wanting to close the road, and the other guy was wanting to open the road. And this really isn't your thing, but the thing is we don't have any process, or there's no, the statutes aren't clear to who's responsible. And we had one guy build a road, and where it was platted, and the neighbor didn't want it built. And so my thought is that the county is responsible for vacating.
Right.
So it seems like we're responsible for that road and making decisions.
Yeah, if it's platted, we have to go through the vacation process, built or not built. If it's on paper, the process is to vacate to, I mean, the Fountain Street, for example, there's a road that's not built, I guess, that's, they have to go through the vacate process, even though it's platted and not built. I think that was a question I had for...
We had this issue where this road was here next to this house, and it served another place up here. Well, actually, the platted road was over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was down...
Blue Ridge?
No, this was down the end of T, I think.
Well, that's like a Blue Ridge.
Okay. So this guy, if I remember how that played out, he just came in, it's platted road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows it on the assessor's map, probably. So he just brought his rock in here and built this road.
Because it's platted.
But he built it the way he wanted it. This guy didn't want it there. And aside from this issue, but these kind of things come up, and we ought to have something, this is what I'm trying to get, is some process that says you have to come through the county commission to do something like that.
Well, we had a process back in Clevenger Cove last year when we required, I think we created a policy, if you're going to do any work in the easement on the road, even cleaning brush, you have to go through Road and Bridge to get approval. Is what we did for Clevenger Cove. I don't know if there's a policy across the board, but we basically said you've got to come and contact Road and Bridge if it's a platted road.
I'm thinking that that's what I'm, if I'm with you on which road you're talking about, those were just letters that we sent. We didn't make any policy.
Okay.
But we had neighbors fussing with each other.
We didn't want to be in the
middle. We were in the middle of it. So we said, in order to do something, what you just said, I don't think.
We may not have created a policy. Is that something you would like to do? I mean, that seems like the best thing to do.
We need to have a policy.
Okay.
That if it's
platted, built, or not built, we have to have...
These are roads that are not maintained by the county. If they're maintained by us, a whole other thing, we don't have a problem there.
Right.
But these are roads that are public roads or county roads, however you want to say it.
Yeah, dedicated to the public.
And in other words, we can have a gravel road out there that's dedicated to the public road and people on it.
Right.
And one guy decides he's going to get his tractor and do XYZ to it, and the other neighbor doesn't want to.
Right.
We need a policy that how we govern in those situations.
Frank, you need
policy on unbuilt platted roads.
Which is, I would say, let's
step bigger.
We don't even have a policy if you can mess with the right of way brush or not. We really need, if it's public dedicated, built or not built, we really need to know what's going on. You know, because we really don't want to be left out in the dark where someone clears a brush line and it's in the right-of-way and it's on a platted road that's not built and they're just doing us a favor, in quotation marks, and it's a feud. I mean, really a policy I would think that says if you're messing with county public right-of-ways, built or not built, you need to come through the Road and Bridge Department for permission.
That's what I'm looking for.
Somebody has to have something like that on the books.
You want to take that one?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, Chuck. I think we created that little situation for Clever and Jacob, but that needs to be an understanding across the whole county.
We've talked about this for years, and we just never got there. Talked to Bob about it mostly, but we need to have some kind of, if we had a policy written, accepted, and when this issue comes up, life's going to be a lot happier.
Is there a resource like through NACO or somebody where you could post a question to a group and they come back with?
Mm-hmm. There's NACO. There's also, you can always send an email to MAC. Missouri Association of Counties, and they will send it out to their lists or about questions about policies. The great thing about NACO, they have a research department that has all this data in a database. You just request it, and they generate all the research you want about anything.
If I just go to the NACO website, I can find it.
And you'll have to I'd look under research. But that, it's a big organization that has a research department.
Okay.
What else, Chuck?
That's it.
Just an FYI, I was hoping Danny would be here when we did it, but over the last week, I called Frank and said, Frank, I'm getting more complaints on Fruit Farm Road with speeders. I called him and said, do we have any more of those speed checkers?
Speed minders.
He had one that wasn't being used, so I said, would you put it out at Fruit Farm Road just to see how things are going? Because we've got some residents saying they're going way too fast on that road with the trees so close to the road. Can we do something? If you have to wait till someone dies before you do something, I said no. All those things. And is it still out there? Or are you done?
I usually like to do it for about a week. We have 3 days in, I believe.
Uh-huh.
It's something that has to be dropped off every morning and brought back in the afternoon. It's rechargeable. All indications are that a significant portion of the people, one day I can quote the numbers as 193 vehicles went by, 134 were in violation of the 30-mile-an-hour posted speed. Highest speed on that particular day was 59 miles an hour. So
we got some issues at a fruit farm, so. It's a sensitive area.
This is one that we've talked about 1,000 times, so to speak. Not just Fruit Farm, but other roads, Acacia Club, blah, 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 blah. And the reason I was grinning was, my grin was, this would be a capital expense. We'd want to look at it as a capital expense. That there's a piece of equipment out there, surely, that takes the picture of the vehicle, gives the speed, all that jazz. And Road and Bridge sends them a letter. The county commission sends them a letter. I don't have that all figured out. I'm dreaming. But, or we turn it over to the sheriff or the prosecutor. And it says, I know this would be ugly. And I don't want to go to the stoplight thing and all that jazz.
Springfield didn't work out too well for them.
But I would like to have a record where we can, because Jimmy can't police all of them. And we've got a number of roads out there, and I'm chasing a rabbit a second, just putting the speed minder out there has a positive thing. Mm-hmm. The lady on Bird Road, I won't say her name, but anyway, I can tell you who she is.
Yep.
And, you know, bless her heart, I understand where she's coming from because they come flying down there. It's a straight stretch. Well, putting up a campaign thing last night, and they were telling about this place where I was at. They'd had 3 fatalities. Mm-hmm. It's the end of a straight stretch. And people, you know, they're just those areas in the county. Of course, it was a state road. But anyhow.
Down by the 86 bridge, probably.
This one was where the gentleman was killed on the motorcycle the other day. Over on 76. But they're all over the place. Well, and I don't know, I don't want to go to the, you know, we don't have the ability to ticket, or I don't care about that. I just think if people were notified, I don't know. You're where I'm rattling.
Oh, I do. My hope is that we take this data and give it to Jimmy and say, Jimmy, here's some data. Can you patrol it? So that's all you can do.
I'd like to think there's something else we could do. I'd like to think there's a piece of equipment out there that could help us slow people down in these places.
Speed bumps. I agree. I understand.
Well, I'm asking you, Frank, if you would poke around on the internet of speed minders and what kind of things are out there, and let me see them, and then I'll show my colleagues I'm doing something.
There are some. Ours is very basic and small. There are some portable, trailerable speed minders. Not the correct term, but they'll take your speed and flash a different color and show you what speed you're actually going. I've not heard of one with a camera, but I can check into it.
And maybe the camera's not the thing. Maybe it's just a minder that flashes the speed, and you know, those get people's attention, I think. And maybe you're doing that. Are you moving? Because I'd hope that we would have a schedule that's not. Anyway, that we move those things, that we pick those roads that are the worst offenses and move that thing around, because I've had people say that, yeah, when you brought it out there, people slowed down. And you do, I mean, I do anyway.
Well,
I see it.
It's a good reminder.
The one that we have is it's not cumbersome, it's rather small. The downfall it has is it's only good for about an 8-hour battery charge, and so that means every morning it needs to be taken to the site. And every evening you'd be brought back in to be recharged. There are those that you can trailer around. Last time I checked, they're about $15,000-$18,000 that you typically leave on site for about a week and then move it to another site, move it to another site. That's less labor intensive than picking it up twice a day.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking, looking towards.
But those do have a positive impact, at least for the short term that it's there, and then shortly thereafter, and then people pick up their old habits and go back to doing what they were doing. But I will look into what's out there.
Yeah, maybe I was wild on the camera thing. Just something that would remind people. Might save a life.
Mm-hmm.
That's my list.
Mine too. Have a recess.
Let's recess. We give you enough work. I don't want you
there's
to
plenty.
Slack
there's plenty. No, there's plenty. You know, there was a second motorcycle fatality last week. There was a younger